And now Taser is marketing to women, which means convincing suburban moms to plunk down nearly $400 to buy a metallic pink weapon that looks like a Starfleet phaser and delivers 50,000 volts of low-current electricity. NPR's Libby Lewis has this story on one sales pitch.
Good to see you.
Come on in to this cozy split level in Fairfield, Connecticut. There's hummus and pita chips and a target in the shape of a human body. This is a taser party. It's the inspiration of Dana Schaffman. She's from Scottsdale, Arizona, home to Taser. Her independent dealership called Shielder sells tasers to women for personal safety.
Welcome to Shielder's Taser Party.
Schaffman's 35. She's likable in that American go-get-em kind of way. Her red suede cowboy boots go with her Second Amendment style.
You have a full right to carry this.
Though she doesn't need the Second Amendment, the U.S. government doesn't consider a taser a firearm. They're legal in most states. Taser will sell you one if you're 18 or over and pass a felony background check.
In fact, I keep mine in my purse.
We're in one of the safest corners of America. In 2006, Fairfield had one homicide and three reported rapes. But as Schaffman says, we are next door to Bridgeport.
28 murders and non-negligent manslaughter, 69 forcible rapes, 659 robberies.
And she has campus crime numbers for those with college-age children.
My last taser party, somebody asked me a really good question. They said to me, do you think that you are scaring people into buying tasers? My response to that is watch the news.
Debbie Deutsch, a mom from Fairfield, has a question.
Do you think law enforcement is afraid of seeing people out on the street with tasers?
You know, I think it's a great question. I think that law enforcement is concerned about the issue.
Schaffman raises the safety question head on.
It is not a lethal weapon. Never been proven that the taser caused a death.
Well, that's an issue that's complicated and far from settled. More than 200 people have died after being hit by tasers or similar electroshock weapons. The Justice Department is studying what role tasers might have had in some deaths. Enough talk. It's time to shoot. Debbie Deutsch goes first.
Go ahead and open it up, aim, and go ahead and...
The human target Schaffman's brought is aluminum. It lights up when Deutsch hits it. Police tasers go for 5 seconds. These tasers deliver an electrical shock for 30 seconds straight.
Now open it up and hit it again.
And whoever's holding it can give repeated shocks by pressing the trigger over and over. Schaffman says the idea is to let you tase a bad guy several times and then run away.
And who's next? Rachel?
Come on, Rach. It's not a big deal.
Pretty soon, everybody's shooting.
Okay. Go ahead and close it. Oh, chandelier.
That's okay. I actually just ordered new CFL light bulbs.
Nobody buys a taser tonight, but Schaffman's selling about one every day. Libby Lewis, NPR News.